Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Matthew in the 16th chapter, reading verses 21 through 23. Hear the word of the Lord. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and the chief priests and scribes, to be killed and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord! This must never happen to you." But Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan! You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." May God bless this reading and hearing of this, his holy word. Let us pray. O most gracious and ever-loving Father, we acknowledge that we come with many cares upon our mind. Father, we ask for the next few minutes that you would help us to push them to the periphery, to create a clean space where we can listen to what you have to say to us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So, does anybody remember the sermon from last week? Anybody? Does anybody remember the sermon from last week? What it was about? Glenn? Yes. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Ring any bells, whistles, fireworks? So last week, we have silly Peter making this profound statement. When Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" He says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Right on, Simon, your name is now Peter. For on this rock I shall build my church." And that is the basis upon which the Christian church is built, that Jesus Christ, that Jesus is the Christ, he's the Son of the living God. Today's scripture comes directly after that, where Jesus is now talking about, he started on this road to Palm Sunday, to Holy Week, and to death. And he's trying to prepare his disciples for this. Now, Peter, I'm sure, a little bit puffed up, saying, "Hey, I got it. I understand now. I got told that what I spoke is going to be the rock that Jesus is going to build his church on. I must have the right idea." And Jesus is saying, "I've got to go, I've got to die, I'm going to rise 3 days later." And Peter is like, "No, no, 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 no. That ain't the way it's supposed to happen." And so what does he do? Okay, this took a lot of chutzpah, I think. He takes Jesus aside. Jesus, who he has acknowledged is the Christ, the Son of the living God, he takes him aside and starts to rebuke him. "Jesus, are you out of your mind? Who would want to kill you? Why would you be taken away from us? You're teaching all of these wonderful things. You're doing all of these miracles. God forbid it." You see, Peter had set in his mind how he thought that things were going to go. And that did not include Jesus' death. But Jesus knew the path that he was on. He knew how things had to go, had to be. And so he rebukes Peter back with probably one of the strongest rebukes, I think, that is in the Bible. Get behind me, Satan. That's pretty strong. Especially to the guy that you just said got the rock right. Why would Jesus do that? Well, I think partly he did it to correct Peter's understanding of things. You see, Peter was hanging on really hard to this notion that Jesus is going to be around for a while. You know what? We've been talking about Messiah. Messiah is going to come and he's going to rescue us. So I think it's almost time for Jesus to get his army together and drive out these Romans to save us from the Romans. But Peter was holding on to an incorrect belief. Because that is not the way, like I said, that it needed to be. Jesus knew what had to happen. I think Peter took a little bit of a hit ego-wise that kind of played into what happened to him later on in the story. How many of you had a certain belief when you were younger, you know, when you were a young disciple? How many of you held a belief and then something happened that challenged that belief? What'd you do? I know what I did. I hung on. No, can't be, can't be, can't be. This is not the way it's supposed to be. This is not how things are supposed to go. This is not what Jesus was really talking about. How many of you that are a little bit older have experienced that same thing recently? There's nothing wrong with having a certain belief and holding on to that. There are some beliefs that you are never, ever, ever going to shake from me. And one of which is Jesus is the Christ. He's the Son of the living Lord. He came, died for me to save me from my sins. That's one thing that you're not going to shake, at least for me. Now, there are other things that I believed as a younger person, and when I was an older younger person as well, that I got challenged on. And asked, why do you believe that? Why do you believe that? Why do you say that this is what the consequence is going to be? And I held on for a while, but finally I had to start loosening my grip a little bit, and then more. And the thing was, when I released the grip that I had on this, when I thought about it some more, that belief that I had, it didn't necessarily go away, but it matured. I had a better understanding of what it was, what it meant, and how I had believed people that got it wrong. Pastors, yes. Televangelists, to be more specific. You see, we are kind of like trees, if you think about it. Has anybody cut down or has anybody seen an old tree? What's inside? What's inside? Rings. Usually, you know, in the middle, you've got a nice size core. And then around that, you have rings, one for every year. And that tells the life story of the tree. If you have a thinner ring, wasn't a very good year. If you have a wider ring, that was a pretty good year. The point of this whole thing is the tree grew. The tree added layers to itself. When we hang on so tightly, we prevent maturity. We prevent adding layers to whatever that belief is or whatever that understanding is. How many of you have ever read a Bible passage, read some scripture, and then later on you come back to it and you have either a different understanding or perhaps your thinking on that has expanded? You've thought about it. You know what? Yeah, it still means this, but there's an added layer to it. There's more to what this teaching of, you know, Jesus or scripture, there's more to it. Because you see, my friends, as we get older, we get more experience in life. And that does color, so to speak, our reading of scripture. And a lot of times, the color is good. We get a better understanding because God has given us those experiences so that when we go back and read this passage, we get that next layer or two. We know a little bit more. And guess what? We are a better tool, so to speak. We are a better servant of Jesus because of that. How many times have you gone through a traumatic experience in your life, and then God takes and uses that later on? I did. Many times, many times. So, it's okay to hold a belief. It is okay to hold a certain understanding of a passage of Scripture. But be careful that you are not holding on to it so hard that God cannot mature you, show you a better meaning. Keep a light grip, so to speak. And when those times of life that do come, that do challenge us, we are able to fall back on those beliefs to help us through whatever it is. But we must also be mindful of learning what that experience is trying to teach us. And then perhaps get a different view of whatever that belief is. So don't be like Peter. Don't be a little closed-minded. Be open. Be open to new things that happen. Be open to new interpretations on Scripture. And above all, do not be afraid to discuss and debate with someone that doesn't necessarily believe exactly the same way that you do. I have someone that, and no, it is not Holly. I have someone that we have different views on certain theological things. Now, if this was another church, we would have been at loggerheads. We would have been fighting about it, but we don't fight. We talk. We discuss. And in many cases, I have added some extra rings on to certain beliefs that I hold. I see them from a new perspective. So I don't care if are you 13? I don't care if you're 14 years old or if you're older, up in your 80s, your 90s, God's still adding rings to you. So let yourself be mature. Let yourself grow in your beliefs. Amen.